Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So a bunch of Reformed Baptists who use the King James Bible and believe in the traditional Greek and Hebrew text of the Bible just recently put on a conference in Atlanta, Georgia called the Text and Canon Conference, where they just completely demolished the modern versions and just completely demolished the critical text and just chewed it up and spat it out. And so a lot of Reformed Baptists are actually waking up and realizing that the modern versions are a fraud, because typically Reformed Baptists use the ESV, but lately a lot of them are actually waking up, tossing the ESV and getting a King James Bible, which is great. Okay, but anyway, so James White is pulling out all of his same old tired arguments to try to counter this thing. And one of the things that he said over and over again, and he said basically that those who are textus receptus only, those who are using the King James Bible, they can't, quote, give a defense in the public square. None of them have even attempted to, you know, be able to defend the New Testament in the public square. They can't defend it in the public, they can't engage the public arena, or whatever this weird language that he uses is. And he's saying, you know, that they can't do apologetics or whatever. Well, you know, let me just explain something to you. 99% of people in this world are not scholars. And here's what the Bible says in Mark chapter 12 about Jesus. It says the common people heard him gladly. And guess what? Those who preach and teach the King James Bible are constantly engaging the public in a real way. It's called evangelizing. It's called door-to-door soul winning. Okay. Think about all the thousands of independent fundamental Baptist churches in America that are King James only that go out door-to-door soul winning every week. That's not engaging the public, because we're not doing some moderated debate with some Muslim bozo. Okay. And here's the thing about this. Okay. I personally have been going door-to-door evangelizing virtually every single week for the last 21 years. Okay. So I've literally, you know, knocked on like 75,000 doors personally or something like that. Probably more than that. That's a very conservative number. Okay. I've been out soul winning like 1,500 times. Okay. And ask me how many times in all of those years of soul winning, issues of textual criticism have come up. Basically, it would be a number that I could count on one hand, that textual critical issues or knowledge of textual criticism came in handy out evangelizing. Okay, but James White doesn't know squat about evangelizing. He knows how to argue with the people who are the least likely to get saved. You know, he spends time arguing with people that are extremely unlikely to get saved when there are all these tons of people who will get saved all over the place, just normal people, everyday people, just common people. Joe Plumber, Joe Sixpack is ready to get saved. And, you know, James White says, oh, well, if you have the Textus Receptus, you're not going to be able to argue with Catholics like I can. You're not going to be able to debate Muslims. You're not going to have an apologetic against the atheists. Well, that's funny, because these hands right here have baptized Muslims, have baptized Jews, have baptized atheists. And I'd like to know, James White, how many Muslims have you baptized, James White? How many Jews have you baptized with your hands? How many atheists have you baptized? Because I promise you that all over America, thousands and thousands of independent fundamental Baptist churches are evangelizing, saving, and baptizing all of the above. Okay. And so evangelism does not require a knowledge of Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, and the latest in textual criticism. You know, we have to defend we don't have to defend the New Testament, because guess what? The New Testament can defend itself. The Holy Spirit of God is doing a great job of defending the New Testament. The Holy Spirit of God is doing a great job of bringing people to Christ and getting atheists saved, Mormons saved, Jehovah's Witnesses saved, because it's not going to be done by the wisdom of men. It's going to be done by the power of God. Now, I'm not against, you know, learning Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, or studying textual criticism in order to defend the King James Bible against all these modern version frauds. And I, you know, I'm not against that at all. But to act like, oh, well, if you're defending the King James and the Textus Receptus, you have no apologetic. You can't take that to the public square. You can't. We're taking it to the public every day. We're taking it to the public arena every week and winning people to Christ. And so what is he talking about? He's basically insulting every normal pastor who's not some apologetics clown traveling debate circus. Okay. You know, another thing is, I personally have spoken at my local community college in the religion classes and the philosophy classes over 90 times. And every single time there was a Q&A involved, and virtually every time there was at least one Muslim present. Ask me how many times textual criticism came up when I was evangelizing at the community college. And folks, I'm not just talking about myself, because guess what? There are thousands of other King James Bible preaching Baptist pastors across America that are also doing evangelism. You know, I'm out soul winning, they're out soul winning. I'm speaking in my local college. You know, they have opportunities. They're speaking in nursing homes. They're preaching in schools. They're preaching in colleges. They're going on mission trips. They're traveling around Southeast Asia, preaching in schools. They're preaching in schools throughout Africa. How often is textual criticism coming up? How often are people saying, oh, you're on the King James, Textus Receptus, well, I can't listen to you. You know what I've had happen way more times out soul winning is somebody say, hey, what Bible is that? Oh, it's a King James? Okay, good. Keep going. Keep sharing with me. Okay? Rarely does anyone scoff at the King James Bible. Usually people are making sure you have a King James, because the King James Bible is the most widely read Bible in America. It's the most widely read Bible in the world. Now, the bestseller is the NIV for people to buy it and use it as a doorstop. But actually, if you look at the Pew Research poll that actually checked what Bible people are reading, people who actually read the Bible, the King James won by a landslide. Look at which Bible version is trending on Google for people that are researching the scriptures and doing Bible studies and searching King James verses. The King James is trending above the ESV, the NIV, or anything else. Okay. And that's in the United States. If you go into the Caribbean, it's way more King James than even the United States is. I mean, it's just the other versions aren't even a thing in a lot of these countries that we've gone to in the Caribbean. Everybody's got a King James. Okay. You go throughout Africa, people have the King James. In the Philippines, people have the King James. Okay. Real evangelism happens with the Holy Spirit and the King James, not with some egghead, full of himself, pompous, arrogant, so-called fake scholar talking down to everybody. Well, you can't argue with Catholics like I do. You can't argue with Muslims like it. Okay, but how many Muslims and Catholics have you won to Christ and baptized with your hands, Pastor James White? Okay, so he's insulting everybody who doesn't have his little debate circus shtick. Well, guess what? There are other ways to evangelize that are about 100 times more effective. And so, you know, I just want to leave you again with that thought from Mark chapter 12, where it says about Jesus, the common people heard him gladly. The common people heard him gladly. If you're a preacher that can't relate to the common man, they can't speak to the common man, reach the common man, and you have to have all of this, you know, academic jargon to think that you're doing anything, you're not like Christ, because Christ was able to preach to the common man. And when you preach to the common man, you can talk to tens of thousands of people like I have, and textual criticism doesn't even come up. For years at a time, it won't even come up, because it's not on 99% of people's minds. You know, get out of your ivory tower, quit living in a bubble, thinking that your little debate in South Africa is the only thing that's public. Well, you know, what about when we're doing interviews with the news media? What about when we're preaching in our local colleges and local schools? What about when we go to Africa and Asia and preach from school to school? Okay, what about when we go door-to-door soul winning every week? And when I say we, I'm talking about literally thousands of independent fundamental Baptist churches that are King James only, that are getting it done in regard to evangelism. God bless you. Have a great day.